Hi, I'm Caleb Radel with the Northern Nevada Business Weekly, here with this week's Business Beat. The air outside isn't the only thing that's been hot lately. Demand for air conditioning and HVAC systems are too. Reno-based Sierra Air, which we should mention is a financial supporter of KUNR, says they saw revenue grow by 26.5% last year. The company says with people spending more time at home, many were concerned about air quality, especially during the pandemic. And Carson City-based Roper's Heating and Air Conditioning is seeing double-digit growth already this year, as temperatures reach more than 100 degrees in some areas. Many businesses were forced to lay off workers due to the coronavirus pandemic. But these companies won't be forced to pay higher employment insurance premiums because of it. Typically, businesses with higher turnover pay higher premiums. But the Nevada Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation announced last week that it would not include claims from the last three quarters of 2020 and the first two quarters of this year. State officials say the results of pandemic-related shutdowns and increased levels of unemployment insurance fraud should not get passed on to businesses. A huge building that's been vacant in Reno since the 1980s could be on tap for some new renovations. Reno-based real estate investment firm Highway Ventures LLC recently purchased the old Reno Brewing Company bottling plant on 4th Street. The price? More than $2.2 million. The owner says he plans to convert the 13,000-square-foot space to an open-air marketplace. For more business news, check out the Northern Nevada Business Weekly at nnbw.com and in print on Wednesdays. For KUNR, I'm Caleb Bradle.